This is the branch of the Hunter and Williams River. It's very flat here, very wide, and we're about to follow in the footsteps of some early explorers.
This is the point back in 1801 when the first survey mission came here, under the command of Lieutenant Grant and Colonel Patterson.
Johnny DeGravio, University of Newcastle archivist.
And this was the point that the Lady Nelson sailed up the river as far as this point. It couldn't go any farther than this. And a secondary mission basically took place with Colonel Patterson and Baralia and Lewin in a small runabout, much like this, to go up the Hunter River.
So this would have been a point of excitement for them because the real adventure was about to begin.
Oh, you bet. I mean, it dawned on me the importance of maps was not just pretty drawings. I mean, this was real white man's magic in terms of being able to draw a landscape. You were taking possession of it in the name of the Crown. From Lieutenant Colonel Patterson's journal for June 29th, 1801. Accompanied by Mr. Harris and Mr. Lewin, I left the Lady Nelson with the launch to carry our provisions and what we thought necessary for an excursion of 7 days, and a little boat belonging to Mr. H, which we found very useful. This day we got on about 16 miles and rested the night on a rising ground which I called Green Hill. So that's Morpeth.
We are going to do that exact journey today, the 16 miles, with on a boat belonging to Mr. S.
That's right.
It talks about a boat belonging to Mr. H or on a boat belonging to Mr. S.
I love these paddle steps or whatever that we're following. It puts you in contact with these ancient voices.
Well, we're about to drift into the shore, so we better go.
Okay, off we go.
So we've just arrived after, about 45 minutes? We've arrived now at the Patterson River. And is it mapped here by Baralia?
No, they never went up the actual Patterson.
So as we've been travelling along, we've seen the river as it is today, 210 years on. What's your impression?
Well, I'm hit by the lack of cedar, for a start. I can't see many gigantic trees. I don't see any evidence of any old tree left. And it's very interesting to see that without the trees there, the river's just slowly expanding. It's almost like slowly falling back into the river and losing land.
This is about as far as we can go. The prop of the motor is bumping on the bottom of the river at the moment, so we can't really take it much further, but we're just downstream from Maitland, and this is where Baralia and his crew base themselves, John.
Yep, we've got an entry here from Lieutenant Colonel Patterson. On July 1st, this day we concluded ourselves 12 miles higher up, and as the banks of the river in most places are very low and swampy, we fixed upon the first dry ground for our headquarters, where we built a small tent hut thatched with grass which grows luxuriant.
Yeah. So from this point onwards, where did they go? What did they do?
They kept going up to Mount Anne, they named, which is around Balwarra Heights, and the farthest extent they got was as far as Gosforth. There's also a mention on the 5th of July of the Aboriginal people. Today we heard some natives and saw a new canoe on the banks of the creek where we expected to have met our boat, and from their shyness I have little reason to doubt but that some of the European deserters are among them. Mm. So they actually suspected that white escapees were living with the Aboriginal people.
Wow.
As well.
Yeah.
So it's quite an interesting sort of an account.
And what was the impact of that visit?
Australia, as a nation, is the impact of that visit, because the wealth that this region has generated through its coal still continues to this day. The wood that went into the building of houses and properties across the state, the lime that went into the mortar. So you have a very, very strong connection. I mean, that survey mission basically laid the foundations for the country.
Today we've been following in the footsteps of these explorers, and as a historian, what's that been like for you? Has it opened your eyes to their accounts?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's the impressions I get is that we've turned our back on the river in a way. Houses used to face the river. The houses that I see now no longer face the river. The arrival in these ports, like Morpeth, for instance, I showed you that engraving from the Illustrated Sydney News. There was a presence. There was a theatre about the entrance to a port.
It was a bustling city.
It was, but now it's like it's ignored. It's not there anymore. The walls are really high. We can barely see a point that we can get off. What it does is it counsels us in terms of what we need to do. So obviously, if we've got a deforested landscape, what's going to help the river and the landowners is more trees. I mean, these are things I think we need to really have a good think about in terms of how we look after the river, because it really is the lifeblood not only of our region but of the prosperity that has brought the nation just shows you how much a river is important to civilization.